new times for the days of carefree living. And you're on your hands and knees, begging to be forgiven.
Title track to the brand new album by Arthur LaMonica's new group, Rome 56. Him and his wife, Kathy, are on the show with us. We're very excited to have them both join us, and I encourage you to go to their website and go get the album, right? It's on Amazon. It's got all those places. Just go to Rome56.com. So Rome as in Rome. We're being in
Rome
today. Why not? Why not Rome? Because
Rome,
if you
Italy.
Say Rome to me, I'm going to be wandering somewhere, but Rome, Italy.
So you can roam, it's yeah. Rome, R-O-A-M, or you can
yes.
be Rome, but it's Rome, it's Rome, Italy.
That's it, Rome, Italy. So,
that's
yeah, why the title,
yeah.
By the way, welcome to the show.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have
welcome
you here.
So thank you for having us.
Thank you.
Hey, we're excited about this album. I mean, even just listen to that song, is that not like, you can already see the wheels turning, it is a perfect road trip album. It is.
We're gonna
be doing
yeah.
Texas soon, so trust me. Everybody, I have to say, everybody that's been on the shows, I'm just, everyone's music is going to be ready for this epic road trip from Oregon to Arkansas. That's really what's happening. So
wow,
again,
that's great.
Yeah, and yours is perfect and carefree. I mean, you want to hear Days of Carefree Living. It feels like that, but you bring up prison. I mean, did you guys do this during COVID? Because it felt like that for a lot of people, that they were in prison.
Well, yes. Well, there was some songs were been around, But there's a lot of recording at home during COVID. And, it's kind of like the theme runs through kind of like, you know, isolation and solitude and all that stuff because of not being able to go out. I spent the whole month of what was it, April of
2020,
and without leaving the front door. So it was pretty rough over here in New York City. So
no kidding.
So anyway, but it was a lot to think about and a lot to work on. So I just was writing songs and that came up. So there you go.
Yeah.
And then most of the record was done here in our apartment.
Right. Apartment record.
Cool.
Well, it's funny because we talk about Italy, but like when COVID hit, right? Italy was the first one where people were singing out the windows to each other, and you know,
right, it was really scary, and we would have the 7 o'clock, over here it was the 7 o'clock, the people would start hitting pots and pans for the hospital workers because it was very tough times, and so to show their appreciation, every day at 7 o'clock in the evening, people would go out their windows and start just hollering and whistling and hitting pots and pans to salute the hospital workers and the delivery people and all that kind of stuff. It was really quite moving, actually. It was everybody kind of rallied around the situation.
That was
something. Yeah.
How is New York? I mean, you guys are like in the city, right? And so, like, we've heard like New York's had some trying times lately.
It was pretty tough. A lot of stores closed down and it became somewhat of a ghost town for a while. During this, because it happened, it was really bad, and it kind of went into the from March of that year into the summer, and it usually gets pretty empty in the summer anyway. People travel, but there was just people staying indoors and not going outside, and it was pretty spooky.
It's hard too when you're in an apartment, you know, and you're used to being.
Yeah.
You know, to me, New York seems like such a... We haven't done New York City yet. We're kind of nervous about it. We're not like, okay, I don't think I want to drive there. I'll walk.
We're scared.
Walking. That's cool. We're scared. We don't know what we're doing. But we have a lot of friends who keep saying, when you go to New York, don't worry. We got tour guides. And, you know, we need tour guides. But, you know, it just seems like you want to walk a lot. And you've got a song on the album, too. One of my favorites is I Stroll Through the Night.
That was absolutely about the pandemic because it really was about just you didn't see many people and everybody was indoors and it was just that was that feeling it was lonely, it was scary but maybe I'm over-dramatizing.
it seems like it was pretty bad, but it got
better. You know, things got better, and you just kind of people deal with things, you know, and you just have to deal with it. There's nothing you can do about it. So, but you know, it was in the beginning there was no vaccine, there was nothing, there was like kind of the mask, everyone was wearing masks and. Yeah, so
people are going to look back like 20, 30 years from now. They're going to be talking about, remember the pandemic?
It's going to be like the
crash of Wall Street in 1929 or the, you know, it's going to be one of those things that people will make movies about and it will be a memory to people who are like, oh, gosh, can I get out of here now? I'm done.
Well, but it's interesting because over the pandemic, you know, we kept going. Our shows went daily and we're still daily now, which is crazy.
Yeah.
And it really does give us cause to drink a lot of wine. But, you know, music-wise, it went from panic situation with musicians
excuse.
And then going into the live streams. And, I mean, I've some of the live streams, I was cracking up at some of our music friends, too. I mean, one music friend is out on a bus in the middle of the desert smoking a joint and playing music, and I was like, this is great. This is
wow.
this is the way it is.
Great.
You know,
yeah.
and people were coming out and honking on their and bringing their cars. So they did a concert from a bus. I don't know. It was crazy. Out in the desert, people would come like a drive-in and then start honking if they liked the song. You know, it's just like, what the heck? This is a whole new world, and I think it's great. But I want to go to you, Kathy. Do you do any of the writing? How was it for you, you know, during the pandemic as a creative person? Because that's the thing we saw. Like, so much went from how do we connect with our fans and then using technology. And I think for businesses and people in general using technology, like Zoom, of course, but it now like we're doing a magazine or Celebrate the Arts magazine, and it's like the year of music because so much, and it's taking us a while to compile, but like I swear we have over 50 albums that we've covered in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Like there's an album for
a week. Great. Wow.
But
yeah.
it's exciting because it's all badass good music. Like you guys can hear this because it's like it's these pandemic albums. I feel like when Nancy's talking about like the Dust Bowl and the stock market crash or whatever, we're gonna go like the COVID was like the year of music. I really believe that.
Yeah, sure.
Kathy, did you write any of the music on here? Or
I don't know. He does all the writing, but he was writing so prolifically, and it would be like I'm working on a new song and. Do you have a keyboard part? And that was great for me. I love that kind of project. I'd be like, you know, I'd go in the back. It's a small apartment. I'd go in the back on my little keyboard, try something out, and come back and lay it down. And he was writing a song a week.
Yeah.
So there was a lot to work with, and that was, you know, what could have seemed like a really it was, you know, it had its moments in the and another reminder in New York was the constant sirens outside. So you were so aware of it, and it's like when Arthur said, even just to go out and get the mail, go out into the hallway. At first, we were like, you didn't want to go near anything, but within our own space, he kept it exciting. I was like, wow, he's writing some of the best stuff I've ever heard.
But she's the accomplished musician in the outfit here. You know, so now she adds a lot, and so it's all a lyric in here and there, and you know, and basically she, I can noodle a little bit on the keyboard, but she does the more refined good stuff. So it's like, so it works out pretty well.
Ah.
So that's where that's and she does get some co-writing on some songs.
That's very nice of you.
Well, I want to know about.
I think she's done more than her share. I think she gets some co-writing on this.
Oh, that's good. We don't want a court case between you. We're already watching people do. None of us want to see.
Don't go into
that
the same place.
Yeah, right.
So.
Okay, somebody's got to write the song.
No, I know. Got to write the poopy.
Song.
No, don't, Nancy, don't start.
Mm-hmm.
Don't. We can't. We gotta behave. But if you're gonna broadcast it on TV, I'm just saying. But it's a crazy world we're in. So we need music. Holy cow, we really need music. Good music like your guys. But the album to me is really interesting about how the songs are placed. It feels like it keeps rolling forward, and some of the songs to me go back to back. They kind of are like a. They could have been the A and B side of a little record. You know what I mean? It's kind of
good.
Yeah, I really liked like Dirty Money and Platinum Girl. Like to me, go together for some reason. This is just me. This is my own personal thing. I'm going back.
It's
to
like
the
a little. It's like a social commentary thing, I guess.
Some of my favorites, like Girl from Outer Space. I mean, and Stranger on a Train. I love that because it's like.
Oh, good. Yeah. I'm glad you like it.
I love that song. I think one of my favorites because your music moves and it's so storytelling. But then you'll get to like the Coffin song. Oh wait, Portobello Road. Like seriously, you know. So what got me is the Coffin song goes into the Lime Cafe. I'm like. How did that happen? But it does, and it works.
different mood. Well, Coffin song, basically, to give some background to the song, I'm part of this songwriting club that's based in North Carolina. I have a few friends that were living in New York for a while, but they came from one came from Winston-Salem, and the other came from Maryland. And they did some time in New York playing around musicians, and then they moved back to the South, and I got an email from one of the guys. His name was Doug Davis, who's like a musical legend down in Winston-Salem, and he said, you want to be part of this songwriting club. And basically what it is, you get an assignment, and you have to write a song about the assignment. So, and you have a week to get it in, and it's called the Monday Morning 3 a.m. Music Club, based on the Simon and Garfunkel song. And you can do the song any way you want. You can record it as elaborately, or if you want to just do it on an iPhone. But you have to get it in by Sunday at 3 a.m. That's your deadline. And if you don't get the song in, you're out. You're out of the club for the duration of the round. And they do a round, so the round could last anywhere from three months. And people just do it until they can't, and then they get tossed out of the club, and then the next round starts, and you're back in again. So one week, one of the songwriters was this guy Jerry Chapman, and his assignment was a coffin built by murderers.
Oh.
And that was like the assignment. So you have to write a song, a coffin built by murderers. So I wrote the song, and interestingly enough, I don't know where the inspiration came from, but we were doing one of our English gigs, and we had Jim Levitin was the bass player for us, and he's very famous bass player, plays with we played with Fat Mattress, and he knew Jimi Hendrix. He was a great guy who tell all these stories. Anyway, and he liked the Coffin song, and he goes, it's all about the music business. I said, you're absolutely right.
No kidding.
It's all about the music business.
Yeah, but I don't know if you even get a coffin. I think you just get rolled up in a carpet and tossed. You made me look up coffin. Because, oh my, that's such a weird word. How did we get by?
Sure.
And so it means basket.
Yeah.
So we just put
our... It could be a little club. So if you're playing on a stage in a little club, that's the club.
A tisket, a tasket, I brought my coffin. Oh my God.
Well, it's not as creepy as the title, but
So he's right, though. I mean, the music industry, and it's so wild now, like with online stuff and internet and Spotify and all of that. It's kind of like, while you have more independence now, right?
And
you do, but it's still like the upward swim. And I think that's what was so scary about COVID for the music industry. It's like, how do we connect with our fans? And then online, you're able to connect with people everywhere. But you don't have
right.
that room with the energy. It's so different. So I hope you guys do get to
different.
Perform again
yeah.
out live.
Yeah. Well, I hope
you're,
so.
You're
yeah.
in New
well,
York
we,
soon. Yeah.
Yeah. We just did a show in New York, and we're going to do another one in a week, 2 weeks, 1 week.
Cool.
Yeah.
Week from Saturday.
Up in Harlem. Yeah.
Yeah, up in Harlem.
So we're
starting to play live, and things are starting to open up, but like you said, with COVID, being what it is, it's a little crazy. But we've gone to some great shows. We saw Bob Dylan two
way.
Months ago at the Beacon.
Yeah.
That was a great show. It was fantastic. Oh. And we've been seeing some shows. We saw Sparks.
Sparks was really great.
And
Dionne Warwick.
We saw Dionne Warwick.
Wow. She's
going.
Go
for a real mix of things.
Yeah.
Nick Cave. Next ticket, are you going to go see ABBA too? I mean, like I just talked about, that's a blend of music right there. That's cool though. I mean, Dionne from Bob Dylan to Dionne Warwick.
Yeah, right. That was pretty cool. That was really good.
We have tickets for Ringo that we bought. This is the third year. It's finally going to happen, I hope, this June.
Yes.
It kept getting pushed out
because
COVID.
Yeah.
They gave you the option for the refund, but we were like, no way, we want to see him.
We're only seeing people 80 years old and 80 years old and over. You know,
Bingo's amazing.
Ringo.
He is amazing.
Cool.
He's got such a good, like, soul.
He's
like
cool.
he's just happy.
Right?
Like, he's like chilled.
Yeah, sure.
I think you guys have a lot of Beatles and Dylan in your music too. I hear a little bit.
Oh yeah, sure.
You know,
absolutely.
Costello in there too. It's like
I love it.
Let's play.
Well, I try to do songs. Oh. You know, so like I hope song like as opposed to I always felt like. Songwriting was kind of like the thing that I kind of went towards, and I like songs. So, and I don't really, I like timeless songs. I think that you hear a song and it could have been from 40 years ago, and you go, oh, this is such a great song. You can hear a song like nowadays and say, oh, this works. You know, so that's really where I come from.
Yeah, because they're catchy.
Songs.
Your songs are very catchy. It's like you're already in.
Oh,
it.
Great.
You don't have to like think about what you're listening to. You're already in it. The whole album, you're immersed in it, and it's like,
oh good,
it's like a good friend.
Makes me happy.
You know,
there's a part of me that wants to say, for whatever reason, people, you can go email me, whatever. It's kind of there's a bit of Bruce Springsteen stuff in here.
Really? That's interesting.
It's like that New York, New Jersey kind of vibe.
I
love Bruce. I think it's kind of, you know, it's kind of the whole kind of comes from that era that, you know, you've seen certain things and you know, somebody, if you lived through the 60s and 70s, you know, it's a shared kind of thing, and it kind of runs through the bloodstream and, you know, and through the streets. And it does come out. You can tell.
Yeah.
Grit. Yeah.
Yeah. Even
though
your song,
cool.
Okay, so there's whimsy and grit together,
I
think that's the cool part of it. It's the whimsy and grit, because there's grit. Mm. Even though the wheels are moving and it's fun, there's grit.
Yeah. I've heard that. I've heard people say, well, there's got some kind of New York thing going on.
Yeah.
I never think of it that way, you know, but I could see why. I could see that there is some kind of...
It's believable.
Oh, that's good. It's honest,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah,
and,
I think
and,
that's,
you know,
well, that's
some,
what
like,
it is.
Some of the lyrics are funny.
Well, here it is. We're playing
try to be humorous.
Song. We Let's like play that. Coffin Song for everybody. I mean,
yeah.
Really. This
okay,
is,
sure.
Yeah, here it is, everyone. Coffin Song. Take a listen.
I'm sitting here talking to myself. I'm drinking beer. Toast into my health. I'm sorry to say, I'm feeling kind of gray. In a coffin built by murder. A coffin built by murder. On an empty stage, I'm sorry to say, I'm feeling out of place. In a coffin built by murderer. A coffin built by murderer. Wish I could be could be on fire with a map of the stars. I'm sorry to say that I'm running out of space in a coffin built by a murderer. A coffin built by a murderer.
Hey everyone, you're listening to Big Blend Radio with Nancy and Lisa, and that was Arthur and Kathy LaMonica. Rome 56 is the band name. So go to Rome 56, the number 56, and Rome as in Italy. We've already discussed that. .com. So Rome56.com. It's their new album is out now. It's called Days of Carefree Living, and I love that song.
Yeah, it's awesome.
It makes me want to smoke a cigarette, and I don't smoke any. See,
I see a video in my mind.
I don't know. Maybe
it'll be somebody
else.
In
knows?
A coffin, but they're cozy, and they got a beer and a cigarette, and there's some cockroaches, and they're sharing their drinks.
Oh, sounds good to me. I think
graveyards
are cool.
Yeah.
Graveyards, as we travel, I mean, we document parks and public lands, but
mm-hmm.
I'm like, listen, the ultimate parks are graveyards and cemeteries.
Yeah.
You know they are having a party in some way. You know, they're all communicating. There's meetings going on that were interrupted by lives that are continuing on. You know, so there's just a, like, you, the
I like that. I like that idea. We should do a video like that.
Yeah.
You know,
oh,
you
yeah.
Like, you have, like, a couch, you know, you can be laying on a couch.
Yeah,
with,
yeah.
You know, it's got
in
it's a giant coffin, you know,
you
with a couch. And, you know,
I got,
like I said, you got wine
footage.
And you're sitting there.
And there's snakes.
Yeah.
And you got snakes like
everywhere.
Refrigerator, you got sandwiches,
yes.
And then you got all these bugs that are like, hey, dude, let's play
okay.
That song again.
Yeah, right.
I'm taking
yeah.
Your song okay. To the graveyard in Asheville because, you know, we're talking about North Carolina. So our friend
oh,
has
yeah,
a
Asheville.
Breakfast. You know, Billy, Glass Onion, hey, Billy. Our friends have a bed and breakfast, the Lion and the Rose Bed and Breakfast. And when we unexpectedly arrive and stay there, now we've actually run the B&B for them for 3 nights last year. It was
yeah.
Crazy.
Oh.
We cooked food. We did the whole thing.
Terrific.
It's insane. We're going to do
funny.
It again. So we're going back in August. And behind
yeah.
their B&B, their Victorian mansion, excuse me, it's la-di-da, is the this cemetery in the historic Montford district of Asheville. Thomas,
wow,
the author, is buried there. O. Henry.
Really?
So the first
wow.
thing we did when we got there, we got up early, went for a cemetery walk in the morning. We didn't see
oh,
snakes there, but we do find snakes in other graveyards.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
They come out in the summer. It's a weird thing.
Yeah.
But I am taking your song.
Yes.
I'm taking
okay.
it for a stroll. I'm going to film it. I'm going to go
oh,
for a walk in the graveyard
cool.
with your I am. We're going to do something.
Make a graveyard.
Yeah,
like
you're
going to
find some
video.
Weird.
Cool.
You're
going
to get some weird Facebook posts coming up.
Oh, terrific. Well,
I love it.
You're very brave. You're walking through graveyards. And
oh, yeah.
Do you have to go at night, or is it?
Oh, night's the best.
Usually during the
night
day,
now,
right?
Okay, so Grand Junction. Colorado, the beginning of, was COVID happening? Yeah, COVID. It was Grand Junction. We went with a friend who also has a bed and breakfast, and we went on a ghost walk. And these
that's
people
so cool.
have apps on their phones, and they go up to the grave, and they ask the people in the grave who are resting, like, questions, and people answer back. And one dude swore at them.
Oh, my God.
One guy swore at them. And I'm sorry, but I don't really believe the app thing. But then it's kind of
but
weird. Like, and I'm going, you're messing with this veteran. He's not a veteran now, but he's, you know, passed. He served and, you know.
Uh-huh.
And this guy just told her to shut the whatever up. And
yeah,
and Nate was we're getting the giggles. We're like, this is cool. We need this on our phone. And we've gone on ghost walks in, like, down, remember, Gladewater, Texas? And you
yeah.
put this on your phone,
wow.
you ask ghost questions, and they answer.
That's something.
That is,
it's
wow.
weird. So your coffin song is going places with us. I'm sorry.
All right, that's
this
great.
Is a
well,
big
that could
deal
be like,
for
yeah,
us.
Part of the, that's
it's
the
cool.
Song. All right.
How did you get to the Lime Cafe after the coffin? Did you get the lime in the coffin?
Well, the Lime Cafe. Well, you see, the thing is, you kind of like you. It's like a polystylistic record. So you kind of,
mm-hmm.
you know, you set one mood and then you kind of move into another mood. And it's, I think it's it work it. it's always been a thing with me to try and, you know, if I feel like writing a country song, I'm going to write it. I'm not going to say, well, it's not my style or something. You know, it's like,
yeah.
And if it's a good song, it's going to go on. So it's kind of like, and when you put the running order together, you try and give it like some ups and downs, and it's kind of fun. Instead of just one linear kind of thing, it has different shades and different colors and different.
Mm.
Mm-hmm. One's funny and one's like, well, something to think about. So yeah, the Lime Cafe was we did a gig in Folkestone, UK, and it was the first gig that we were doing of this little mini tour. And our guitarist when we play in Europe is Luke Neuter. He's a Dutch guy, and when we were putting the mini tour together, we added this place, the Lime Cafe, after he had already made his arrangements to get from Amsterdam to Whitstable, is where we centered ourselves. So he couldn't make the gig. So it was a little tiny gig, and we didn't have the guitar player. And you walked in, and you said, "Oh boy, it's like a really small place." And it's like, "Okay, well it's the first gig of this tour, so you know we'll just you know do what we can, you know." And it turned out to be like a magical night. It was very well attended, but it's a very small place, and the crowd was just great, and we just had the greatest time, and it was just a good feeling, and the people that booked it were really nice, and it no longer exists. So hopefully they're trying to find another place to have it, and in the meantime, but I just remember it being like. This is the pandemic song, because the feeling was I really wouldn't want to get away. I really miss going and traveling and playing, and so the Lime Cafe was really kind of like a positive song about a great magical night playing.
That's what I really love about this album. It's like you're on this little mystical journey, and when you go to the Lime Cafe. Like it's not necessarily Key West, right? But it has that lighthearted vibe to it, and it's like,
And
so I'm like Ernest Hemingway. We just did all this stuff on Ernest Hemingway, so I'm all like Ernest Hemingway would drink to this song. But so maybe you died, got shoved in the coffin, and then you went to the Lime Cafe, which
that's
would
when
be
you
heaven.
Go to
right.
Nicolet.
That's like your idea of heaven is the Lime Cafe.
Yeah,
you die and go to the Lime Cafe.
No, remember that movie with Harry Belafonte with, what was it, with 6 foot, 7 foot, and they all start dancing. It was like they were all dead, and then they all started dancing at the table.
Dude, how long ago you did?
I don't know, man.
Beetlejuice, because they used the song.
Yeah, I want to go home.
That's it. That's where it goes. They go to the Beetlejuice, the Lime Cafe. They all start dancing around
there
the table.
Go.
Well,
that's
I love
really
it.
Good.
That is daylight coming out there.
I
want to go home.
Craig Avery's show is out there, I think. Nancy?
Yeah, Whitstable, right. With Craig Avery. Yeah. Craig helps us get gigs, and he's the reason why we go there, because of Craig Avery.
No way.
And,
so he's been on our show, and we've been on his show. And our friends keep
saying that's unbelievable. So tell him that you got to tell him.
Oh, we got to tell him because when I was with the Shirts, we had a hit single called "Tell Me Your Plans."
Yeah, yeah.
And he wrote a radio play, and he asked for permission to use the title "Tell Me Your Plans."
Oh my God, that's why.
And he was coming to New York. And I said, well, let's meet. And interestingly enough, we met we were going to go to this one bar that was closed because I met him in the afternoon, and we ended up going to this Italian restaurant on the Bowery, and we ended up having a liquid lunch. We didn't eat. We were just drinking beers. And so at one point, the barmaid says, don't look now, but behind you is Robert Plant. Right? So I go, well, so I'm like, I'm not going
to
look back. I'm not going to, I'm not going to be like a fan or something. I'm just going to be, I'm going to act cool here and just drink my beer. But Craig has a few beers in him. And Craig mm-hmm. says, I want to go talk to him. I got to go talk mm-hmm. to him. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not
yep.
going to go talk to him. But Craig goes up to Robert Plant, and he's there with who's the one who replaced when he did the Alison Krauss. I forgot her name. But, he was there with her. And so Craig goes up to him and says, oh, you know, I'm doing this thing, and I'm with Artie LaMonica, the treasurer. So he called me over, and we went over, and he was very nice. He was very, and we took a picture with him.
Yeah.
He's a great guy. And,
that's amazing.
And
you meet Robert Plant
yeah.
with him, like, and Craig.
So that's so great because Craig is so like a real important kind of guy in our lives. Like when we go,
no way.
He comes
wow.
to Holland with us, and it's so amazing.
What?
Have you been to Woodstable?
This is crazy.
That's
so
funny.
Our friend Steve Schneiker does our Hollywood history on our
show.
Oh,
yeah, Steve.
So we know him, too.
Steve.
Yeah.
Well,
I know him from Craig, yeah.
Yeah. Steve is like
it's
our
glue. It's a small world.
Like, as we travel, wherever we land in a destination, not land in an airplane, me driving, I text him, this is where we are. He gets our crazy liquid phone calls. he's family, man. He is family.
Oh,
guy.
So you got
to
tell him. You got to tell him we said hello.
He's
going
to listen to this.
And Craig. And Craig's
I've
been like
a
real,
photo of Robert
a real
Plant on Craig's Facebook
yeah.
page. Like every time
yeah.
it's that
oh,
anniversary.
Yeah.
So I didn't know it was you guys. This is crazy
yeah.
cool. That's awesome. Tell me your plans because when I was looking because I know when you were with the shirts and tell me your plans and
yeah.
I kept going. And he was on our show talking about it and I'm like, why do I know this title? Why, and like, hello, now it's all like come together. Now I get it.
See?
But it's
isn't
crazy,
that something?
The shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now, this is what people need to know. Annie Golden, right? Like, she is
yeah.
a beautiful human being. Songs, I mean, what she did in hair, the shirts.
Yeah.
I know a lot of people loved her and love her to this day, but I didn't know. Like, we watched Orange is the New Black, but I didn't know
I
until
that.
Today. That it was her in there that was the
right.
She,
yes,
she
yes,
was the quiet
yeah, was
one. And I kept looking at her going, I know this woman.
Mm-hmm.
I never figured it out until today who she was. I was like,
right.
holy
That's
cow.
It.
And she was the sweet, but she buried people.
mm-hmm.
yeah, she's
God.
A great actress.
Oh, yeah. She's done
yeah.
a lot of great roles.
You
yeah.
guys have done so much. Kathy, please tell us, how did you meet Arthur?
Playing. I was actually playing in another band with one of the other shirts at the time. I was playing in Bob's band, and then you get to know each other and everything, and then it just kind of took off.
Well,
so
this
great.
Is an interesting
yeah.
thing because Kathy and so we're from Sunset Park, Brooklyn, and
okay.
I lived on 46th Street and 5th Avenue, and Kathy lived on 53rd Street and 8th Avenue, but back in like the early 1970s, the shirts had a storefront where we rehearsed, and we rehearsed on 53rd Street and 7th Avenue. Kathy lived right down the block, and we never knew. She never knew, but she is probably knew we were there. But it was back in the old hippie days, so. Mm. All of a sudden, how many years later? We're in the same band, and I remember we used to hang out on 53rd Street between 7th and 6th, and she lived on 53rd between 7th and 8th. Isn't that weird?
Wow!
And that
okay.
so we're all from the same neighborhood. So basically,
okay.
that's
I need,
yeah.
I need to go on another weird journey with you guys. So let's talk about CBGB and
okay.
Boston. Okay, so. Have
yeah.
you heard of the band Attitude? It's got Ron Cesarum. It had Crossfire Choir, maybe? You might have heard of them?
Crossfire Choir, yeah.
Yeah, Ron
Yeah, I remember Crossfire Choir. Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
Yeah, they were a good band.
Yeah, that's
and,
our friends.
But they were.
That's our friends.
But what? Oh yeah, because they were. They were. I think Hilly Crystal managed them.
Yes, Hilly Crystal and Dennis
and
Ambrose.
Hilly managed us too. The shirts. Yeah, he managed the shirts too.
Yeah, Dennis Ambrose, Ron DeSarum, and then the Storch brothers. They all went from West Palm Beach, Florida, up to Boston. So you've got John Storch, and you've got Bill Storch, their guitarist, singers, and Ron DeSarum, the lead guitarist, Dennis Ambrose on bass. I don't know if then also.
Drummer.
The drummer, yeah, Bill Meredith, I don't know if he went up to Boston, but I know that the Storch brothers, Ron DeSarum, and Dennis Ambrose were up there. And they they broke, I think it was Dennis and Ron DeSarum mostly with that band, but that's kind of, they went, Attack was the band name, and they went up.
Heart Attack?
No, A-T-A-T-A-T. So Attack.
Attack.
Yeah, and so they...
And then
that
became Crossfire Choir.
Yeah, and that was run. It was managed by Hilly Crystal.
And they were.
So I'm sorry.
I remember there was a real buzz about that band. Crossfire Choir.
They're the Cravens in West Palm Beach. They were the first live band that we got to see post COVID stuff, whatever.
Oh, wow.
So
we got to see them
perform live, and they've been on our show for years. We play their music
I'm sure they. I'm sure they had some funny stories about CBGB.
Oh, they have. Spent Thanksgiving with them, and they have some funny stories. And they looked at us like, "You've got some weird stuff up your sleeve too." But they, because their stories are like. They've been there, done that. Let's just put it that way.
Yeah,
when you
think
about a rock and roll band that just skids into place, they do, and they're really amazing. So I feel like we should have a reunion show with all of you.
That'd be cool.
Yeah, right. Well, we have so many friends.
Isn't that amazing?
Mutual friends,
Craig
Avery, Steve Schnecker. Crossfire Choir.
Let's do it. We'll have a party. I'll organize it. We'll have a party. We love parties. Guys, this is so exciting about the album. So this is the second album from Rome 56, right?
Oh, actually, it's the fifth album.
Excuse me. Is it good thing?
We have
the
five
new
albums.
Band. Well, it's not a new band then.
Well, it's a new band. Well, it's you know, Rome 56 is kind of like... it's basically me and a lot of people that played that walked through the Rome 56 doorway, and came in and came out. And so it's been a while. I've got like five records.
Good.
So,
I'm glad to hear that because I want more.
But this is the first one with Think Like a Key, and it's got like a little backing with it, so it's good. Nice to know that we can we just trudge along and play and put music out and that's it. It seems to been the way it's been and you have it kind of goes up and down, and you know, sometimes you're playing a lot, sometimes you're not, you know, but it's yeah, it's been the thing is, I thought, well, if I'm going to do Rome 56 and I'm going to have a band, I might as well just, you know, some people like they'll have a band, they'll do it for about a year, and they'll say, it's not happening, it's not working, and I'll change the name of the band, I'll do something else, and I always thought, well, you know, at least if you stick with one name, you'll have a catalog.
Whether
somebody cares about it or not, there's a catalog. There's like, you know, so we have five albums. Some of them are out of print, but they're, you know, now you can always hear it on Spotify and all that stuff.
Oh,
so,
Spotify,
you know,
the mighty Spotify.
Spotify. So, you should listen to some of our older
stuff.
I remember because
I don't have their files. You know, I had them the whole time, but I was just I have been listening to you guys on Spotify, and it just plays all day for me. It's awesome. I dig it. And I'm sorry, our radio shows are on Spotify, And so we didn't pull out. why would we do that? You know.
Yeah,
but
well,
anyway,
well,
no, I didn't say that. Did
Neil
I, did
Young
I say
can
that?
Do it.
Neil Young can do it, and Joni Mitchell can do it, and Renee whatever.
Yeah, Joni
Renee.
Mitchell can do it.
What's her name? Renee.
But
Renee,
I have to say, I'm big fans of Neil Young and Joni Mitchell. So when I go to Spotify, it's like I forget that they're not on there anymore.
I know that kind of sucks. But
I know
that
makes
an
impact for all of 3 minutes.
Well, now we have a
headline. Yeah,
you know what I mean.
Really.
It's a headline, and then everybody forgets because now you can't hardly remember that happened. You know,
no, Amber Heard
and so
Johnny
huge.
Depp have taken it now. They
yeah,
run.
Well, Amber Heard and Johnny Depp own the airwaves.
Let's forget that Ukraine is being attacked daily.
You've got
to get your priorities in order.
I know. It's crazy. It's crazy what's going on. But thank God
there's
for
so
music because
on.
The music is what keeps us, I think, in some sane. I mean, maybe Johnny Depp and Amber need more music. Man, he's an amazing guitarist. So I'm just like, come on, play some music. You'll feel better. But yeah, music is everything to me in life. It is absolutely everything, and we appreciate hearing new music and you know, you guys coming on the show. Thank you so much, and we'll organize a party. I'm serious. We'll get crazy.
Oh yeah,
sounds like fun.
And you know, music and traveling in a car is like goes hand in hand.
The best. That's why we do it. That's why we travel full time just so I
can
blare music and eat gummy bears as I drive. That's how we do it then. We do it. But do you know Steve Sidelnick too? Did you get to meet him over in England? The drummer?
Steve
Sidelnick. I don't think.
No, we didn't.
Oh.
No, we didn't.
Okay.
I bet we might have met him.
We might have met him
at Duke's.
Duke's.
The main place
guys
there.
Now I know who's in those photos.
Yes.
I'm just kidding. But you guys, thank you so much. And
it's been our pleasure. Thank you so much for having us on.
Thank you. And good luck on touring and getting back on, you know, back on circuits. I know it's up and down and all around. So everyone, Rome56.com is the website. Go get the album. It is out now. And again, it is called Days of Carefree Living, and we're going to close with It's Raining in Paris, because it really probably is. Here it is.
Probably.
Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you.
Thanks, guys.
You.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
She's on the telephone talking to a friend in New York. She's wearing a Ramones t-shirt. She says that one day she'll be living in a beach house in Saint-Tropez. But it's raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris every day. She's on the avenue, she's pushing a baby carriage. She settles in the Café du Fleur. She wants a darker tan, just like on a Coppertone can. She wants to bake in the sun, bake in the sun. But it's raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris every day. She looks out the window. It's Saturday night. She looks out the window. Another Saturday night. She's on the telephone talking to a friend in New York. She's wearing a Ramones t-shirt. She says that one day she'll be living in a beach house in Saint-Tropez. But it's raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris every day. But it's raining in Paris. Oh, raining in Paris. It's raining in Paris every day.